from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan, that is a special intro from City Limits. Are you honored?
Yeah. I am. That's goosebumps type stuff.
Chills, put the words right out of his mouth.
Chills down the spine. Man,
that's some of our greatest hits right there.
I feel loved. I feel loved. Well, I don't know. We might have something from the cutting room floor from this particular show, from what I understand. Yes?
Yeah, the Zeiss exit going to, someone just asked, is it the longest Paul pause yet? The fact that he left to go to lunch in the middle of the show.
So let me get this right. So if I have this right, our boss came into the studio, gave me old Gene Lamont, third base coach, wave.
No. This was pre-planned. It was a planned lunch.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with the blow-up in the segment.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I'm just amazed that go to lunch in the middle of a show?
You might have thought they could go to a 2 o'clock lunch, right?
I mean,
that's what I was surprised. I didn't learn of this till like, I don't know, 10. Did you know of it at all? Limits?
I was not aware until Craig came in half an hour after Paul left and told me about it. He filled me in.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
What about a late breakfast?
Yeah. I mean, surely there were other times than between 10 and 2, but who am I to question the big boss? I certainly would never do that.
I thought it was he popped his head into the studio and was like, hey, come on. I'm heading to lunch. You want to... You want to come? Better.
Call to Paul's bullpen over there.
Yeah, that would have been better. Our last segment, previous to Dan's arrival, was brought to you by Gutter Helmet.
Thank you.
The fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. And Dan himself is brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. Both Larry Kelly and Joe George are AV rated, as is the entire LGKG firm. LGKG, your home team. And Dan, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. We had a great time out there. That was like 2 months ago.
Bob Walk
stopped out there. Those people are awesome.
Yes, they are. I spoke to them this morning. They're wonderful people. I wanted Bob Walk to face you in wiffle ball.
So
wouldn't have that been fun?
Yeah. We were going to, and then it just sort of fell apart late.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, what's going on with Ke Bryan Hayes? And this is baffling. The most baffling part to me is 2 years ago, he was giving, and I believe him. I want to be clear about that. And I've had back surgery when my disc blew up in my back and there were nerve fragments that they had to pluck off the nerves, little pieces of disc. But it was just odd 2 years ago when he said he was having trouble getting on and off the team plane, or there was a report to that effect, and yet he's playing in meaningless games. And then the same thing this year. It's like you can't turn You're in pain all the time. Why are you playing?
Well, those are good questions. The question that I have, and, you know, the confusion that I have is based on what Derek Shelton said to you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
He came across to me, and I brought this up and was going back and forth with Jason Mackey, who did the original reporting on it for the Post-Gazette, had him on the pregame show yesterday. It's pretty clearly laid out in that PG article exactly what Hayes has been dealing with. He cites MRIs. He cites compressed discs. I mean, all of those symptoms. It's a pretty fairly thorough report from the subject person himself.
Primary source right there.
Yes. And then Derek Shelton's on your airwaves yesterday, basically being very vague, coy, incomplete about it, basically saying, well, we need to take a deep dive on it. We need to pop the hood on it, almost as if this kind of snuck up on them. And Jason, and I brought that point up to Mackey yesterday, and I guess I could buy it. I'm not sure I believe it, that, you know, Shelton was just trying to be as vanilla and bland as possible, not say too much. But for me, and I don't mean to be conspiratorial here, but, you know, Hayes is saying one thing. The organization is saying, well, we need to find out more. Well, what more do you need to find out? You can open up the newspaper, and there's plenty more specific details there.
He practically handed you an X-ray and an MRI.
So it sounds to me as if there's some crossed wires here. And this is my theory, opinion. It's based in not talking to anybody, but just trying to connect the dots here and knowing from an experience standpoint, of hearing stuff from other people and being inside with other organizations and knowing what happens behind the scenes. It's, you know, sometimes a player is saying one thing, their camp is saying one thing, and then the organization's medical people, they read something differently and they have a theory. Is there some crossed wires? And, well, based on what we believe to be a unique history with Hayes and the Pirates organization on some other subject matter as it pertains to hitting coaches and what he wants to do. So I think that's fair to wonder, right? Because there's plenty of smoke there. But the fact that the manager comes on the radio show and says that, well, we need to just start the scientific method here in finding...
2 years later.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, how has this snuck up on them, I guess, is my big question. Based on the sound and the words of what Derek Shelton told you, it's bizarre.
To put it mildly, yes. Mackey's story really led me to believe, and I am not a doctor by any stretch of the imagination, but if the jelly stuff, which is the disc, is blown out in one of those areas in the back, then you got problems. And I can't help but wonder, as it is for a lot of people in that situation, do you want to get surgery or try to avoid it? They put me on steroid packs. They put me on medication. It's the same recipe when you have a herniated disc, a blown up disc, whatever it is. This is what that sounds like. And I wonder if he wants to avoid surgery at all costs. But I also wonder if surgery might be the ultimate fix. But again, I'm not a doctor. But although he did pretty much spell out what's wrong with him. Here's the bottom line. If this goes on and they don't have any clear answer going into next season, you can't go into next season with a third baseman that's this uncertain, who just was arguably the worst hitter in all of baseball.
Yeah.
You just can't. You have to go in with an alternate plan. Do you agree?
I would agree. You know, the Isaiah Kiner-Falefa acquisition looks all the better here, and I don't know if one is tied to the other. I think you acquire IKF on his own merits just because of, you know, who he is, and that guy all of a sudden just became all the more valuable to you. Nick Gonzalez, obviously, with a clean bill of health.
Yeah.
I suppose you could play him a little bit at third base if you wanted to play IKF at second. So you have some versatility, some interchangeability there. I know Jared Triolo is not going to get anybody excited. He has an opportunity to, because Greg Brown hypothesized, by the way, in his opinion, with Chris Mueller yesterday afternoon, that that Hayes is done for the year. I don't know if that's necessarily an earth-shattering development, but I think it's the first time, and Mackey even told me he feels the same way. I want that to be understood, that this isn't just a 10-day IL stint. The Pirates put him on the injured list for 10 days. I don't understand why they wouldn't have put him on for 60, but I've got two people that are pretty closely tied with the team, in their opinion and estimation, nothing official, that Hayes has done for the year. So again, the why 10 versus 60 days, that's another question here. But yes, there needs to be something done. You need to you absolutely have to go out and shore up that spot in the lineup. Defensively, I think you have enough versatility internally, but still there's another bat that needs to be acquired. And I think the Pirates, for a number of reasons, are going to go about the offseason perhaps differently, maybe more aggressively, and they've really got to figure out how to infuse just a tougher lineup to navigate for opposing pitchers. Like, you've got to get that bottom third squared away somehow. So,
speaking of that, don't you have to get a look here? I think the sooner the better at Henry Davis, considering he's shredding AAA again. Do you want to get a look at him, or do you just want him to experience what he's experiencing now and carry that kind of confidence into next season? So what would you do with him?
So the strikeout rate is still very high. In AAA, you can put up some pretty substantial numbers, but if there's still swing and miss, and if you're still missing certain pitches in certain counts or in certain locations, despite the end result, that I think is that's where those numbers at that level can be a bit fraudulent. If there's too much swing and miss, again, on hittable pitches in certain locations, how does that translate to the big league level? Regardless of what the OPS is, I understand where you're coming from, and there is a part of me that wants to see that, but again, his issue primarily was swing and miss, missing very hittable pitches in hitter counts. So to answer the question, no. Until that strikeout rate, that swing and miss rate comes down, I think he would be better served in AAA. And again, there wasn't a ton of time that he had in the minor leagues to begin with. Paul, would you like your headphones back? Here you go.
Dan stole Paul's headphones?
I did, yes. I didn't have any.
I think he's mad again.
He could be.
This is horrible that he was mad when he left, and now as soon as he comes back, there's something
he's
making him
he's
mad.
He's smiling
is
now.
Is he happy?
Maybe he's smiling because he's about to tear my head off. I don't know.
Paul, how was lunch?
It was good. We had a good time.
What'd you
the
have?
Big boss, Spack, was there. And, yeah. We had a cavalcade of stars like Bill Hillgrove and... Larry Richard. And you know, wannabe stars like Kale.
That's a good line.
You know, so it was nice. It was very nice.
What'd you eat?
PJ was there. PJ, you know, the KDK.
Comanchek, yes.
Comanchek. Yes. I couldn't think of his last name, yes. So it was good. I had a very good chicken salad. And of course, it was a very good chicken noodle soup.
Oh, did you go
lots of
down
chicken?
The
we went to the Green Tree. We went to the Green Tree Inn right over here. So I got the chicken noodle soup, real nice, real good, and then a grilled chicken salad. So I'm feeling really good about I'm eating a very healthy meal.
And any dessert?
Yes. And then of course I got this
tort.
No, it was a cheesecake. It was like a marble cheesecake thing. It was unbelievable. So I said, basically, good thing I ate the chicken salad and was light for my lunch portion, because I just blew my diet out of the water. But it was really good. And then, of course, they said, well, are you going to bring something back for Joe? And I said, well, Joe ate Slice on Broadway.
Yeah, that was really good. Did you have some of that, Dan? I hope that you're well fed here.
Well, it's funny, because we were at the Green Tree Inn yesterday, and the boss socially pressured everybody into ordering the chicken noodle soup, as it sounds like he did.
Mm.
Well, no, I like
today.
Soup.
Do you?
Yeah, I usually try and get a little cup of soup.
But
I
he
like
bills
soup.
It as the best chicken noodle soup in all the land. Did he do that? Did he suggest that to everybody?
Yeah, he might have before. Okay. Because I was, right before I was there, I was arguing with Joe.
So you were late.
So I was late, and it was like about 10 after when that, or 10, 12 after when that segment ended, and I looked at my phone and I had a text from the big boss. Are you coming? So
that was incredible.
It was
that
basically
segment.
Like I had to just pull my headphones off and run, right? So I missed probably the pre-game speech.
I see.
Dan, yes. I have a very special invite for you.
Yes.
Is there any chance you'd like to participate in a quiz show with Paul and I to end the show?
Well, here we are. I don't think I have much of a choice. So
you will?
Let's go.
Okay.
What if I said no?
I mean, I would allow you to go do your work and we'd do the quiz show.
I'm going to respectfully decline. No. Of course, let's do it.
Okay. We'll come back and do that, Limitless Wonder?
Yeah, let's come back and do it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a break.
Yeah. We can't say break in the radio business.
Oh, we can't. That's
there's
right.
a very, very brief intermission where we set up our next segment. It's going to be a quiz show with a guest star. Paul leads 3-2. Today can be more of an exhibition quiz show to allow Dan to participate.
It's 4-1, actually.
4-1, but that's
it's
okay.
It's 4-1?
Yes. 4-1, but nobody's
going to
just bite me.
A spider.
Oh, my gosh.
A spider got
him. This is unbelievable.
Y'all right? You okay, Joe?
Oh, there's something down here.
A flea.
Are you suggesting that we have wild animals or an insect problem in the studio?
We once had a mouse in here.
Is that so?
That's true.
Man.
All right. We'll come back with a quiz show. We get all the topics are the same with the Pirates every week. Yeah, we'll ask you about Skeen's pitching limits. It doesn't matter at this point.
He
right,
seems
Dan?
Very hostile.
We'll do that next week.
What
okay?
a dynamic.
And we're going to do the quiz show next. You want to tease to it, Limits?
Yes. You know, Joe, I would love to. We have some NFL topics. We also have some baseball topics, so it'll be right up Dan's alley.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local, very kindly Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Dan Zangrilli, kind enough to stick around for quiz show. Limits, let's get to it.
First question is to you, Dan.
Okay.
Dan, who is the Reds, who the Pirates will play for a four-game series this weekend, who is their all-time home run leader?
Is it...
That's a good question.
Is it Johnny Bench?
Johnny Bench is correct, Dan.
Wow. Give him a hand, Paul. That was good. That was really good.
I will not, because if it wouldn't have been his question, it would have been mine, and I would have got it right, and I'd be up one.
I would have gotten it wrong. I was going to say George Foster. Next is
okay,
for Paul.
Okay, Paul. Pete Rose is the Reds' all-time hits leader with 3,358. Who is second on the Reds' all-time hits list?
George Foster.
It is not George Foster.
And then we go around, Dan, and see who can get it.
Joe?
Second would be Ken Griffey Jr.
Second is not Ken Griffey Jr.
I hate you. I'm sorry. I always blurt that out.
Dan.
Barry Larkin?
How about Dan?
Wow! Paul!
Dan, the quiz show!
Paul, give him a hand this time.
No.
That's impressive,
I'm
Dan.
I'm a sore loser.
My turn.
That is very impressive. Congratulations
to you.
Has
Dan already clinched? No, we go seven questions. All right, go.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick holds the record for the most Super Bowls coached as a head coach in NFL history with 9. Who is second?
Marv Levy with 4.
Marv Levy is incorrect.
No, it's not. There's somebody with 5?
So there's somebody with 6, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame website. Dan?
And we're talking Super Bowls, not NFL championships.
We're talking Super Bowls.
6 Super Bowls? I don't know who it is.
So are we talking as head coach, not as assistant?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Head coach.
Just to clarify.
I thought I was in on Marv Levy, I'll tell you that.
I mean, how many was Shula?
Is that your guess?
Yeah, I guess I'll go with Shula.
Shula? Oh, my God.
Dan Zangrilli, everyone.
This guy's coming in and tearing us apart, Paul.
But that's what I...
You can't give him credit.
We were just talking about Don Shula at lunch.
Dan Zangrilli can clinch in a 4-game sweep if he gets this question
that's
correct.
Right.
Go ahead. This for Dan.
I don't think Dan's going to get this one.
No, probably not.
I don't doubt Dan on anything. You could ask him a pop culture question now. He'd get it.
Dan, Hines Ward finished his career with exactly a benchmark number of receptions. How many receptions did Hines Ward have?
Well, that's the easiest idiotic question I've ever heard. I'm sorry, I insulted
you. Does Dan
you.
Know the answer?
I don't. I don't
Dan
know his
does
reception
not know
number.
The answer.
Paul?
Paul?
1,000.
1,000 is correct.
Oh. That's the equivalent of Clemente and 3,000 hits, probably, that I just soiled upon, didn't I?
Well, you couldn't do anything wrong, believe me. You've been incredible. All right, Paul's turn. Okay. Let me tell you, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevy. Why are they clapping still?
The clapping won't stop. I don't know why.
Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 71 today, sunny skies. Okay, Paul's turn.
Paul, 12 NFL teams have never won a Super Bowl, but one NFL team has the worst winning percentage of all time during the Super Bowl era and have 2 Super Bowl victories. Which team is it?
What?
Say that one more time.
I will repeat the question.
That was the worst worded question I've ever heard. Dan, your opinion on the wording?
Suspect at best.
All right. 12 NFL teams have never won a Super Bowl. That part is kind of irrelevant.
Okay, it's totally
but
irrelevant.
But remember that for later in the quiz show. That's a tease.
Okay.
One NFL team has the worst winning percentage in all of football, but that NFL team has won 2 Super Bowls with this winning percentage. Which team is it? And this is winning percentage in the Super Bowl era.
Packers.
No.
So there's a horrible team.
A horrible team
that has won 2
Super Bowls.
The Packers were really bad in the 70s and 80s, but go ahead.
There's a horrible
When I say this team, they've been way worse than the Packers.
But they actually, the Packers won. I forgot about the Bart Starr years, so they won more than 2. But go ahead.
Why can't I think of this? They won 2 Super Bowls? Oh, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, baby!
That is a good
How many does Zangrilli have right?
Dan has 3 points.
Is this the last question?
No, there are 2 more questions.
Okay, this is whose turn? Mine?
This would be your turn, Joe. Okay. Joe, the Detroit Lions won 2 playoff games last season for the first time since winning the 1957 NFL championship game against the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
Before last season, the Lions had won 1 playoff game since winning that championship. Can you name either who they beat or the year that they beat them in that lone playoff win that the Lions had since 57 before this year?
Yeah, I can. I can, but I don't know the year or the team, so I guess I can't.
So I guess you can't.
They went to the NFC. No, hold on a second here. Went to the NFC. I know who they beat.
Who did they beat?
I know who they beat.
Who did they beat?
Jimmy Johnson's Dallas Cowboys. They beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, they beat the Cowboys baby. In 1991 with Harry Sanders.
Yeah, then they lost to Washington. Paul, I have 2.
Wonderful.
So this is Dan's question then.
Is this the last question?
This is the last question.
One's worth 3.
This is the 3-point question.
Oh so my. It's 3-2-1, Dan, so we're all alive here.
Ooh,
if
boy.
Paul gets this, he has a dramatic walk-off
Absolutely.
In the 9th inning.
I hope you were paying attention to what I said earlier.
I wasn't.
12 NFL teams have never won a Super Bowl. Dan, how many of those 12 can you name? And you can't get one wrong. So the rules of the game are... You either name, like, let's say you say I can name eight. You have to get all eight, and nobody can be, nothing can be incorrect.
I'm not even going to try.
No. Here, it's a game that you can play. You're going to say I can name two, and then he has to get three, or I have to get three to win. So you're playing, you can still win this. If you throw it to Paul with a number, and he doesn't get it, you win. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right, how many can you name?
I can name four.
Paul, can you name five?
What is
teams that have never won a Super Bowl?
Five teams that have never won a Super Bowl.
How many can you name? And then you throw it to me.
Out of 12, how many can you name?
I can name five, yes.
I can name six.
Okay.
Let's get this thing moving. I'll prove it, big boy.
All right, Joe, prove it.
Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
Houston Texans.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Cleveland Browns.
Correct.
Detroit Lions.
Correct.
And I only need one more.
You only need one more.
I almost said that. That would have been bad. Oh, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well done. Well done.
Congratulations, Mr. Starkey.
Well done.
Oh, Paul, do I get any credit for that?
You are back in the quiz show war.
Wait, so he wins the whole thing?
Joe wins.
Okay.
Joe takes all the points. He beats out Dan. He got the 3-point question.
Congratulations. Dan, you set the bar too low for yourself.
This is so true.
You should have said, like,
Dan, you did
name
well.
Seven of
are you looking at breaking news or bad news?
No, just a text message.
You should have said you could name seven.
I should have.
But he couldn't. I don't think he would have.
I don't want to be a fraud.
Paul, you should have said you could name seven and you would have
all
won.
All the best.
Well, I here's the thing.
All the best.
Wait.
Can you get that cord out of the thing?
It threw me way off. Here's what threw me way off.
What?
Okay. Was having Dan. Because because when you said what you said, ordinarily if it's Joe and I just have to beat you by one. You know what I mean? Like you said five, I'm like, okay, I only need to name six. You know what I'm saying? Like you when he said, you know, the hell was that? What is that?
I was following instructions.
No. What is that? You don't do that. Hold up. What was that? Who thinks that's funny?
I'm in the middle of making a point. We have to go. The end of the show is the only time we have to follow the clock.
We are following the clock.
We're not.
We got 15 seconds. The whole point I'm trying to make is that whole thing happened. I would have said like seven if I have remembered that you were behind me. But I did not remember that. I didn't know that because it was new. Okay, now you can do whatever the hell you need to do.
Good night, Paul.
Pirates Rangers in just about 45 minutes from Texas as Domingo Herman will pitch. Listen on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. Headlines powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. For more, go to 937thefan.com. PM team next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.